Good morning, good afternoon, good evening from whichever part of the world you are tuning into. This is Sirisha Verma from School of Marketing for Small and Medium Businesses podcast, and I wish you and your family a very happy, healthy and prosperous New Year 2022. Hope you celebrated the New Year well and you were responsible as well. So today in Thursday business case study topic, we are going to talk about how billionaires protect their wealth, and specifically we are going to talk about the world's 8th richest person's $208 billion succession plan. This person, who is the world's 8th richest person, is an industrial tycoon or a business tycoon here in India and is known as Mukesh Ambani. So Mukesh Ambani is the owner of this company, which is called as Reliance Industries. Reliance Industries net worth is around $208 billion, and they have three verticals: oil and chemicals, Reliance Jio, which is into communications and broadband networks, and Reliance Retail, which is into the retail segment. That is, they have retail stores spread across India. Mukesh Ambani is 64 years old, and Mukesh Ambani has just announced on December 28th during Reliance's Family Day that this is the time for the old generation to pave path for the younger generation. He has three children, Isha Ambani, Akash and Anant. Isha and Akash are twins and they are 30 years old. Anant is 26 years old. So during the Family Day celebrations on 28th December, when Ambani announced that it is time to pave way for the new generation, that is when the discussions around Reliance Industries' succession plan came into picture. Now, why so early? So generally, if you look at the Indian landscape, most of the industrialists, they don't plan regarding succession plan until and unless they are 70 or 75 years old. And even then, some of them don't even plan for it. But Mukesh Ambani, though he's only 64 years old, though he's supposed to still work in Reliance Industries for a couple of years or at least one more decade, is talking about succession plan. The reason being, there was a case which happened in their own family. Now, Mukesh Ambani's father was Dhirubhai Ambani, who was the founder of Reliance Industries. And Dhirubhai Ambani passed away in 2002, leaving 75,000 crore company to his two children, Mukesh Ambani and Anil Ambani. When his father passed away, Dhirubhai Ambani, though he was a visionary industrialist here in India, he passed away suddenly without leaving any will. That actually led to a 3-year face-off battle amongst Anil Ambani and Mukesh Ambani, the two brothers, regarding division of Reliance Industries. So generally, if you look at the industry structure or the business structure here in India, these family owned businesses, they don't generally split up. So if the family owned business is generally left to children, both of the children actually stay together and take care of the business. But in this case, Anil Ambani wanted a division in the company so that he could take care of his own set of companies. So Reliance Industries is a conglomerate of companies. So they have lots of streams underneath it. And because of this, and since Anil wanted to separate from his brother, there has been a cold war which happened between Anil Ambani and Mukesh Ambani. And after 3 years of this cold war, their mother Kokila Ben intervened, and along with some family friends, they split Reliance Industries into two separate conglomerate of companies, and they have divided it amongst Mukesh Ambani and Anil Ambani. Mukesh Ambani got all old companies companies like Reliance Industries, Reliance Petroleum, Indian Petrochemicals Corporation Limited, Reliance Industrial Infrastructure Limited. Whereas Anil Ambani, who is the youngest and has had much more worldly exposure, got all new age companies, including Reliance Communications, Reliance Capital, Reliance Energy, Reliance Natural Resources Limited, Reliance Broadcast Network. And with the split of these assets, Mukesh Ambani became the fifth richest man and Anil Ambani became the sixth richest man. And that is when trouble started in paradise. Anil Ambani, since he became the sixth richest man with the division of the assets, he has had big plans for his companies. As part of Reliance Broadcast Network, he actually entered into an agreement with DreamWorks, which is a Steven Spielberg company, and they have produced great movies. Some of those are Lincoln, The Help, etc., which were beautiful movies, but they were a box office failure. And apart from that, Anil Ambani also started investing a lot into screens. If you look at the number of screens that he had under the brand of AdLabs, he actually created or he actually acquired around 700 screens across India. Screens in the sense theaters that I am talking about. So apart from that, Reliance Power, which was a company that Anil Ambani got through this division, went into IPO and was subscribed within 60 seconds, which was a record here in India Stock Exchange. And I think this is a record across the world as well. 60 seconds is 1 minute. So that was the kind of clout that Anil Ambani had. And everybody thought that he would actually surpass the wealth of Mukesh Ambani. But unfortunately, today, if you look at Anil Ambani's net worth is now reduced to $1.7 billion only. And he has defaulted loans, not just in India, but across the world. And if you look at a figure, the defaulted loans come to around 43,800 crore rupees or $6 billion. And Anil Ambani is telling all of his creditors that currently he does not have any money to take care of these loans. So what happened with Anil Ambani? Anil Ambani's story is the classic riches to rags story. Anil Ambani's, there were certain issues with his companies, including Reliance Communications. Reliance Communications was the newest kid in on the block, and when the company was split, that is Reliance Industries was split, Reliance Communications came into Anil Ambani's portfolio, whereas Mukesh Ambani also wanted this portfolio because communications, that is mobile networks here in India, was a huge business. As you know, India has a huge population, but this company went to Anil Ambani. But if you look at the inherent technology that Reliance Communications was using way back then, they were using CDMA technology, which was much cheaper, but it could not sustain better technologies like 4G or 5G. It could only sustain 2G and 3G. Whereas the market leader and their competitor Airtel was using GSM technology way back then. And Anil and Mukesh Ambani, because they both wanted Reliance Communications, Mukesh Ambani got into a non-compete lease with Anil Ambani, stating that he would not venture into Reliance Communications, and this was for 10 years. Post the 10 years lease, Mukesh Ambani launched something called as Reliance Communications or Reliance Jio Communications with a big bang. There were lots of marketing strategies involved in the launch of Reliance Jio, including the device being given free if you took the network from Reliance Jio. Apart from that, lot of data was given away for free, and that exposed Indians to this amazing world of internet. Apart from that, For 1 year, Reliance Jio said they would not charge a cent to any of their customers. And that is where, if you look at the status of Reliance Jio today, Reliance Jio, most of the people in India have two different networks with them. And one of the mobile network that they use today is Reliance Jio. That is the kind of exposure that Reliance Jio has. And Reliance Jio has actually entered into an agreement with Facebook in 2020, increasing the riches of Mukesh Ambani or Reliance Industries to $108 billion as well. So that is how, like I say, it is just not about your business acumen, it is also about your luck. So luck was not one of those things that Anil Ambani could rely on, and that is one of the reasons today he is a classic case study of riches to rags. From the world's sixth richest man, he went to having only a net worth of currently $1.7 billion. So with this case study, Mukesh Ambani wants to be much more careful regarding the wealth that Reliance Industries has generated. He wants to make sure that none of his children get an opportunity to ruin the wealth created by Reliance Industries or take any bad decisions that could drive Reliance Industries down the drain. So that is the reason he is looking at a succession plan. And one of the families that he is looking at to understand how succession plan could be created for his own industries is the Waltons family. Of course, as we all know, Waltons family is the founding family of Walmart, and they are still the world's richest family, worth $238 billion, and they own 47% of Walmart till today through trust. So Sam Walton was a very, very wise guy. He started planning the succession plan for his own brand only when he was 40 years old. He has four children and his wife. So he passed 80% of the family business to his four children. And on the board of Walmart, his wife and his children used to sit. And the way that he has taken care of this is to put everything, that is the assets and the income, into something called as family trust. So we have all heard about this phrase, which is a trust baby. So trust, make sure that your family stays in control of the business, but there is not one individual who has 100% control. So there is lower risk and lower probability of one individual ruining the whole company or the whole family's wealth. Apart from that, taxation is huge in India. So we have taxation from anywhere of 33% to 50%. If the company gets divided, then 50% of the wealth is going in taxation. So it is better to stay united, and that is where the family trust comes into picture. The whole of the family assets are put in the family trust, and the children generally get a monthly allowance. Apart from that, they also get salaries for the company that they are working in. So they can sustain their lifestyles, they can flaunt their wealth, but not one person can ruin a company or can make their family wealth into zero. So that is one of the reasons many billionaires have these family trusts, and that is what even Mukesh Ambani is looking at currently. So it is all about mindset at the end of the day. Most of us, if we are part of middle class, we generally don't take care of this important thing, which is will. Though we might not have assets of around $208 billion, we still have some assets that we have created in our lifetime, but we don't think about death. Whereas billionaires, they always plan 5 steps ahead, and that is one of the reasons that they are so successful. I hope you found this content interesting. This is Sirisha Verma, founder chief strategist at Branding by Pixel. Pixels, a business strategy design and digital marketing company coming live to you from India. I record podcasts 3 times a week, Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday. Tuesday, I talk about a digital marketing topic. This Tuesday, I have actually given away a free Canva training course, which is available on my YouTube channel. I'll put the link in the description below. So Canva is generally used to create amazing social media posters, and this podcast banner that you see is created by Canva. So if you want to create amazing social media posters or videos, you could use Canva for free, and I have created a whole tutorial regarding how to use Canva. So if that is of interest to you, then I will put the YouTube link in the description. You could go ahead and check it out. Thursday, I record a business case study, and today I'm talking about how billionaires protect their wealth. Saturday, I do a business book review. If you like the content that I'm creating, please do share it with the people in your network. Please do also check out my YouTube channel, because in the YouTube videos, I have an opportunity to add visual elements, which is not possible in this podcast. So please do check that out. And if you like the content there, please do subscribe to my YouTube channels as well. This is Sirisha Verma signing off, wishing you all once again a very happy new year ahead. Please do take care. Bye-bye.